Spring is right around the corner, and you want to look your best in the most practical way, but you don't know what fabrics best fit your needs. Here are the ideal fabrics to wear in the springtime. Let's get right into it. Hey y'all, hey, and welcome to Mino's Podcast, the podcast that helps you project greater confidence and personal power. I'm your host and certified image consultant, Makara Reed. In today's episode, I will be getting into the best fabrics to wear in spring. I'll be providing the info on what are the best fabrics to wear during the springtime. I'm definitely a little bit lackluster this episode because the springtime has definitely got to me and I have definitely been feeling underneath the weather, but I did some extra prepping just to get this show going because the show must go on and just provide you this content. So please bear with me due to the fact that it's just a little bit lackluster, and yeah, but I'm still gonna provide you this content. So let's get right into it. Springtime on the East Coast, Northern East Coast, the temperature definitely fluctuates day by day. One day it could be high at 37 degrees, the next day it could be high at 72 degrees, and then the next day it'll just drop down to 40 something degrees. It's very, very bipolar, and it definitely has gotten the best out of me. I don't know how, but I'm here. So I'm going to provide you the most practical, ideal fabrics that are best to be worn during the springtime. Springtime definitely just goes up and down, and you still want to keep a consistent closet just so you can be more focused on your working needs instead of just, you know, wasting a lot of time on what you're going to wear, how you're going to look. Keeping these ideal fabrics in your closet during this season will make your life a lot more easier. So let's get right into the first fabric. The first fabric is the fabric that you should have in your closet all year round, which is cotton. Cotton just absorbs the sweat. If you are a person that likes to, a person that sweats a lot and you don't want everyone to notice, it definitely just absorbs it a lot quicker than a lot of fabric. It's very breathable and it's also lightweight depending on the weight of the fabric. But the thinner and more sheer the cotton is, of course, it's going to be lightweight. Cotton is also the most used fabric and it is in high end demand. So definitely always have this fabric in your closet all year round. You could definitely play it up, you could play it down. The most popular item that is cotton is shirts. Definitely shirts. Shirts is the most searched item, the most bought item that is cotton that you can have in your closet. The next one is silk. Now, I know the weather just fluctuates up and down, but silk is great for having like a silk camisole and you could put something over it. Us women can definitely play up and play down a lot of things with the camisole. You want to put a blazer over it, it's definitely great. But silk is very lightweight and it also just makes us feel super, super sexy. There's just something about the sensuality of the fabric silk. When you have it on, when it feels good to our skin, we just fall into like a trance. It's just nothing like having something nice rubbing on our skin that just puts us in another mood. And also another great point of wearing silk in the springtime, because the sun is kind of peeking out and sometimes peeking is just coming out, coming in. When it's the summertime, silk is not always agreeable with the sun because it's very damaging on the fibers when the sun is so abrasively on silk. So that's why you see a lot of the times women wear silk at nighttime in the summertime, not so much more during the day. Silk is also one of the oldest textile fibers known to man. Fun fact. And also silk absorbs moisture, which makes it more wearable in the springtime. So this is an ideal and practical fabric that I personally think is a great item to have in your closet during the springtime. Now, the next one is definitely the American favorites, which is denim. Denim, that's not something I have much in my closet. I'm not a big denim wearer, but to some people, this is their holy grail within their closet, depending on their lifestyle. But denim is very interchangeable with seasons, depending if it's a lightweight denim or if it's a heavy. Since the weather goes back and forth, denim isn't great at repelling wind. There are spaces between the material weaving which can fill with water molecules on the cold day. So if you ever notice, if you get your denim wet and then it starts feeling heavier and colder, that is why. There's like little tiny holes within the weaving that can still pick up and make you just feel colder. So it's that's why it's very ideal to wear denim in the springtime or the fall. I think those are the best times. The most searched and bought item for denim is actually a jacket. Crazy enough, that is the most searched and wearable item, denim. I even have a denim jacket, and I'm not really a denim jean wearer. So you guys let me know if you are into wearing denim jackets, if you're a denim jean, if you're a denim wearer or a denim jacket wearer. And last but not least, I don't want my voice to be going out. I feel like it is. I feel like I need more tea, but I want to finish this podcast for you guys. So the last one is knitwear. Yes, low density knitwear. Low density means, you know, the thinner version of knitwear. When you think of knitwear, you probably think of the chunky, bulky type of knitwear that's going on, but no, it's definitely the thinner version in it. This is, a lot of your clothes are made of knitwear. They're the most popular items are dresses right now. The thinner type of dress set that's going on. I know the latest trends with the bold color sets. Some of those are made of knitwear. Also, you can find cardigans and trousers that are knitwear. So if you guys agree with me on any of these being the best items to wear in your spring closet, let me know down below. That brings us to the end of this episode. Let me know if you were thinking about using any of these fabrics in your very own closet. As always, thanks for listening to Mino's podcast. Did you enjoy this podcast? Well, let everyone know about it. It deserves all of its glory. It would be greatly appreciated if you could rate or review on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. And be sure to come back next week so you can know about what message you are sending when you are wearing the color black. If you want to project personal power and greater confidence in your image, you can set up a consultation via email at info@miien.co or click the link in the description for a discovery video call. Log on to www.miien.co to learn more about image development. And lastly, submit your response to be a part of the podcast discussion for Mean Memo. What image or wardrobe mistakes are you currently doing that's holding you back from your goals? Until next time, I am Akara Reed, and don't forget, keep it mean and authentically powerful.